Spencer Krzyzewski. Spencer, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I look at this and can't help but think of what is just about ready to start between these folks. And it is true, 144,000 migrants were encountered or apprehended at the border in May?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing just an incredible flood since President Trump started this approach to immigration that's supposed to reduce immigration, and it's peaking like it hasn't in decades. So it's obviously not working at the same time as we're seeing all this incredible suffering that I think is just breaking hearts, of course, across the political spectrum, because I think anybody who has a heart just can't bear to look at the images we're seeing.
As you say, look at the images, you wonder how all of that starts. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. What would you like to see, Spencer?
Well, you know, we had an approach that was working. Under President Obama, we had illegal border crossings at a 15-year low. It was a more humane approach, and I think it was a much smarter approach. You know, we all want to see simple answers to complicated problems, but those simple answers are usually wrong. There's a reason things are complicated, and immigration is one of those complicated things. You can't just scare desperate refugees away from trying to save their children's lives. And what it really requires is a combination, yes, of enforcing the law on immigration and having secure borders, but it also requires having effective international relations with the countries of origin. The president has been slashing aid to Central American countries, for example, which just makes the desperate situations there worse, which makes people more likely to try to flee north to the United States, alienating Mexico, not hiring competent people and then firing them when they're not obedient enough to his impulsive wishes. So the end result, unfortunately, is this combination of cruelty and incompetence, in my opinion, that leads us to where we are now. And I'd also add that by saying you're going to shut down the border with this draconian severity leads people to conclude, well, we better come right now. So I think that's probably what we're seeing, is a panic flight to the United States, so thereby getting exactly the opposite of the result he wanted.
You know, one of the things that just disturbs me is the children.
Mm-hmm.
It's awfully discouraging, and you just wonder what's going to happen to them.
Oh, I totally agree. And again, you know, we can argue about policy all day long, but I think if there's one hopeful sign in all of this, it's at least that the overwhelming majority of Americans feel the same way, I think. It's through no fault of these children that they find themselves in these situations. When you see 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and then you see preteens trying to take care of those little kids, anybody's heart would just break.
How long is it going to take us to straighten this out?
Well, I think in the short term, you know, we've seen the House bill go forward as of yesterday. And, of course, they're going to have to try to reconcile with the Senate bill. But I think that, if nothing else, politicians in the House and the Senate can read which way the wind is blowing and see that they must do something quickly. So I'm hopeful that at least we'll get some money into the system to solve or at least ameliorate the immediate crisis and, you know, get these kids soap and water and toothbrushes and, you know, maybe something other than concrete to lie down on. So I'm hopeful that we'll see something happen fairly quickly. In terms of the long-term solution, you know, I think we as a country have to pull back from this tribalism that we've sunk into, where it really is, it's gone way beyond a normal kind of political conflict that the system is actually designed to encourage, you know, a healthy political conflict so we can debate ideas and test out which ones might end up being the best ones. Instead, we're seem to be descending into this tribal conflict where people think the other side is evil and therefore has to be fought at all costs. And there's just no way you can run a democracy on that. And I would say that this crisis at the border is an example of where that ends up leading.
Well, I thank you for your particular thoughts on this, because it has become really outlandish, as far as I'm concerned. To see these kids is difficult. It truly is. Thank you so much for sharing some of your thoughts with us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.